Hello and welcome to episode 50 of the Tri-Cities Mac podcast. I am here today with...
Nolan. Paul.
Kayla.
Cassandra.
Caleb.
I'm Cade, and we have a special guest.
It's Josh.
It's him. It's him in the flesh. All right. Our topic today is about hungriness for other countries' foods. Nolan, I heard you really like Chinese food, yeah?
Yeah, I would love to go on an airplane that goes 900,000 million, whatever number, miles an hour to go get a great cup of Chinese soup right now. I'm so hungry. I also would like a graham cracker that Kate owes graham cracker? Me.
I don't know what country graham crackers come from.
I don't know. Would they come from...
Grahamstown?
They would come from you.
Come from me?
Yeah.
Am I made of graham crackers?
No,
I wish.
It's because you owe him a graham cracker.
Yes, so you must create one out of thin air.
Well, I'm out of magic for today.
Oh, well, okay.
No, you're not.
Dean, you have to owe him. Out. You owe him to no. Them.
Speaking of that, is anyone a fan of Mexican food?
Taco Bell!
Yeah, that's fake. Right. That's fake Mexican food.
I mean,
like,
well, Taco Bell supports.
Well, like Taco.
What about Taco John's?
Like Taco John's,
Taco
right?
It
doesn't get any more Mexican than that, right? Taco John, yeah.
What about Taco
Time? I mean, there's like thousands of taco places. Has anyone? Oh, and then we go to like taco trucks at all?
Me.
Ooh, yeah. So
I call dibs.
What I call dibs?
Lengua.
I'm not taking you there, but
Dos Tacos de Lengua.
Oh, I there's this one in Pasco I go to called Laura's Tacos, and they make cow tongue tacos.
Yummy!
And it's really really good. It's really really good. Have you ever had it?
I've eaten it since I was little.
Yeah, yeah.
I personally like El Fat Cat.
Oh wait, is that still around? I thought that went out of business.
Oh yeah, it's totally still around in there.
Skinny cat now. It's a skinny dog now.
Yes.
Okay.
My favorite.
Gimli. I'm sorry, Nolan.
My favorite thing is actually a lamb gyro, but I.
Oh. Oh my! Oh, I love euros.
I went to what happened? What happened was, where was I? Now let me think. I went to get some food, and I was with my mom, and she said, "Oh, I had a euro at this place, and it was pretty good." I can't remember where it was.
Greek islands?
No, I have been there to get a pizza.
They have really good euros.
Their pizzas are good, also.
Okay.
I think it was Jack in the Box or something. Or Arby's.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, no, Arby's does do that.
Arby's
now
has
euros now.
I thought they were called gyros when I was a young
like
boy.
Like a gyrosphere?
A gyro. Gimli, yeah.
Yep.
Gimli sphere.
My favorite tacos are two tacos of tongue of cow, but
yeah.
Then my favorite drink is horchata.
I can't get behind horchata, actually. Like,
I love horchata.
I don't really like milk, really, so...
It's not milk!
Well, it has milk in it.
No, it doesn't!
What does it have in it?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it has milk.
Like, it has, like, a little bit, like, vanilla.
Water, and then sugar, and then...
Well, because I know it's got the sugar and, like, some rice stuff, but...
But it doesn't have no milk.
Does it have any milk?
No.
I thought it did.
The one milk is in rice.
Yes. Yes.
So it
is
milk.
Wait, what?
It's
so now grass has udders? What?
No. You put it together. Mixed in. It's from the cow.
Yeah, rice has milk.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, the grass had milk.
I mean, you ever heard of almond milk?
I like almonds.
Now almonds have
milk. Almond milk's pretty good, actually.
How do you get almond milk?
What?
Like, what? Almonds? So now you can just take an almond.
I think what they do is, like, they squeeze it so much, and it starts sweating milk is what happens.
That's not right. Yeah, it is.
I've got to go.
Find me a pizza.
It's a machine that
pizza
pushes them up and then put milk inside.
You better, Josh.
You cool?
But I love Mexican food. I also like horchata. It's so good. I also like chilaquiles. It's so good.
What is that? Tell us what that is.
It's like made of like tortilla. It's made like tortilla. You need to cut it in little pieces, and then you just cook them. Oh, and yeah. You put like a sauce.
Okay. So it's kind of like
the It's really good. Now I think we're talking about Mexican food, love Japanese food. I like Japanese food more than
American food. Sushi? Anybody?
I cannot eat sushi.
No.
Sushi sucks.
I love sushi.
People think like sushi is one of the like the famous food in Japan. But
it is.
No, it's not.
What is a famous food in Japan?
Fish. Usually it's like rice and like fish.
I really like.
I don't even have a muscle.
I really like the Mongolian food places.
Look.
Hey, I really like the Mongolian food places with all the noodles and all that.
Oh,
Like and pho is really good.
Yeah.
Is pho really popular in Japan as well?
Pho is not from Japan.
Okay, but okay.
No.
Where's pho from?
I think it's from China.
China.
Maybe.
So,
I get like these nachos. Never eat a shoe or a sock.
Never eat a shoe? You hear it here, folks. You'd never eat a shoe.
A sock.
Or a sock.
A sweaty sock.
Especially a sweaty sock. Don't eat those. Those are bad for you.
Also, one of the best, worst things you can eat, when I mean best, they taste the best, but they're the worst for your body.
What?
Is a lollipop. Like, I don't know where they were created.
A lollipop?
But lollipops are like, amazing. If you can have, like, a good lollipop, or a homemade lollipop, like rock candy or whatever it is that you can make at home, and you do it right, that's, like, the best dessert ever.
Mm. Oh, dessert. Oh, hey, who likes cheesecake?
Oh, I hate cheesecake!
Oh, why do you hate cheesecake? Wait, why do you hate cheesecake?
I have had cheesecake and I don't like it. I don't like it, but one day I went to Froyo and my sister had the cheesecake bites and she gave me one. And I was like, I don't like them. And she was like, oh yeah, I forgot you don't like them. And she was kind of laughing and I spit it.
Oh my god, why do you guys hate it? I love it.
Because,
it's so good.
Because when I ate it when I was a baby, I threw up on my mom's hand. So,
babies do
or
that.
Or mushrooms. So I hate mushrooms.
Ooh, love mushrooms too.
I love mushrooms. What is wrong with you people?
Oh,
it's
man,
mushrooms.
you guys are crazy.
I don't know. Have you ever had like the half foot diameter mushrooms that are like the
the big portobellos, yeah?
Yeah, those sauteed are really good with
especially with onions and all that too.
I was way on my sister. But one day, when we were baby, we were eating, and my dad was playing with me, and my sister or me puked on my dad's face and my dad's mouth.
Love
it. Ew!
But don't do that.
Well, that's nice. I mean, you're just walking around, and you're just like,
stop it, Pop. Do you know my sister?
Hey, don't do that. Anyone else? Any more foods that you guys really like?
Yes, appetizers.
Wait. I like nachos or
what about chicken wings or barbecue wings?
Or like, that's pretty good. Keep your feet to yourself.
No, like
thank you.
Wings
oh, spicy food. Anybody anybody a fan of spicy food? Hot Cheetos. Dude, those are too salty for me. For me.
It's opinion.
You're American, not Mexican.
I'm Mexican too.
No, you're not.
I'm Mexican.
You have Mexican half.
You're American too. You're Mexican American. But anywho, not about that.
I hate spicy food.
You don't like that?
I hate it.
Does it hurt?
No. One day, there's a place called Pho, and I put a spicy sauce in my pho.
Was it wasabi?
No, I put spicy.
Was it red?
It's red.
Oh.
And I put like a really tiny bit, and like my lips were burning.
Oh.
And what happened was like,
no,
I had to drink three cups of water.
I drink 3 cups of water right now. Like, the cups of water is pretty big.
That's a lot. Okay, well, we're going to have to wrap up episode 50 for today. I hope you guys aren't too hungry after listening to this. We'll talk to you later next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.